Welcome to Fall in Love with Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Drew Hunthausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
Yes. The sink in my hospital room baffled me. The keyboard at the nursing station silenced me. Then an elevator button pushed me back to reality. My friends, have you ever been jolted by an unwelcome revelation about yourself? This describes a day in the hospital when an elevator button pushed me to understand that I had been very sick and was now totally blind and hearing impaired and sitting in a wheelchair. It was an unwelcome revelation that I was not ready for and certainly would not have chosen. Greetings, everybody. And thank you, Tanya, for that amazing, incredible, fabulous introduction, as always. It is so great to be here on one of Tanya's summits, in front of so many fabulous people. I think all of you would agree that in the midst of life's journey, there are many endings as well as new beginnings. We all experience them, don't we? Hopefully, the good things end less often and the bad things end quickly. But I believe that the question for all of us is what will be the new that replaces a certain or a specific ending. And it is still pretty fresh, the beginning of 2018. New beginnings, I don't know what you guys have put in your New Year's resolutions, decided you want to accomplish or maintain this year. But it's going to be a great new year. And I believe there are certain essentials that help give birth to these new beginnings. And in my work, I help people learn to use these essentials to fashion desirable new beginnings. I'm gonna tell you some of my story. But while I do, I'm gonna illustrate these five different attributes and how they have played out in giving birth to the new beginnings in my own life. I have faced many challenges in my own life, but what I have learned is that all of us, we all have a choice to make every single day in terms of what kind of new beginnings we want to have. It's up to us. I can remember many years ago, I believe I was 14 years old, the pastor at my church asked me to come to speak to the congregation about tithing, giving back. At the time, I can remember I was giving 10% of my $50 a month allowance. And I can remember, I believe my dad walked me up to the front. I was still on wobbly legs. It wasn't too long after my illness. And I got up to the front, turned around to face the audience, looking over with my blind eyes. And the first thing I said was, if I could see all of you, I think I'd be really nervous right now. And it got a laugh out of the congregation and put them at ease. And it's interesting because this was before I even knew that I wanted to be a speaker, that or anything like that. But it was great because it put the audience at ease. And though I much rather be, when I speak in front of people, I much rather see them than be blind, there is something to be said about not being able to see everybody, but I believe we all have those tendencies. As I go through my story, think about what endings you have experienced in your own life and what new beginnings you might have experienced or may be on the horizon. And one thing that I have learned is that certain endings that might look like closed doors and are actually just new beginnings or open doors that you haven't even seen yet. Back in 1998, I was a healthy 11-year-old kid, loving life. I had a wonderful family, younger sister, older brother, and two incredible parents. This all changed in a blink of an eye when somehow I contracted bacterial meningitis. I went from that healthy 11-year-old kid playing baseball and golf to one who spent 3 very long months in a coma near death. I woke up totally blind, hearing impaired, too weak to even sit up. It took me 7 long years of physical therapy just to get to a fraction of where I am today. I went from that sick little kid, unable to sit up in bed, to a college grad, motivational speaker, best-selling author, and triathlete. It's definitely been a journey. But what I believe is that though I am physically blind, all of us, in one way or another, are journeying blind on our own path. Because we cannot see what's coming next. We have to believe. We have to have faith and keep moving forward. Believing in new beginnings and believing that the best is yet to come. One of the truths that I learned early on is that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves, but by the grace of God and with the help of others. It is one we can learn to play with joy, hope, and love. As I said a couple of minutes ago, back in 1998 was when, as a healthy 11-year-old kid, I contracted that bacterial meningitis. It was one night that I had a fever, but it was great, actually, because I was watching TV in my room. My parents took me to the hospital when they found me unresponsive in my bed. About 10 days into all of this, and by the way, it's a blessing in disguise, but I don't remember any of this because I was in a coma. But about 10 days into my hospital stay, the doctors called my parents in for a family meeting and told them that I would most likely die. And if I didn't, I'd be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, my friends, as you can see, well, actually, I guess in this case, as you can hear, I'm not a vegetable, and I didn't die, so the doctors were wrong. But when I came home from the hospital, or actually when I woke up, I was totally blind, hearing impaired, unable to even sit up on my own. Things were not looking good. And at that weak 11-year-old kid, I was scared to death. I had no clue what was going on. And also, when I came home from the hospital, and I still have some, but I had some lingering effects from bacterial meningitis. Besides the total blindness and hearing loss, I had undergone many surgeries, and I was just a helpless kid laying in bed. I had to move my bedroom downstairs because I was too weak to navigate the stairs. And I had one of those special hospital beds. With the push of a button, You can move up the back, up and down, up and down. And that was my sole form of entertainment for a very long time. I can remember crying myself to sleep night after night, just wailing out to God. What the heck am I supposed to do with my life now? I'm totally blind. I'm hearing impaired. I can't even sit up. Before I got sick, I had all these dreams to be a professional baseball player, professional golfer. I was student body president of my elementary school. All these things that I couldn't even think about doing any of that stuff anymore. I didn't know what to think as that helpless little kid crying myself to sleep. The miraculous thing in all of this is when I would cry myself to sleep, I somehow would wake up in the morning with a new sense of purpose. And I had no clue where that sense of purpose came from. I just knew that God wasn't done with my life yet, that God had a plan for me, that there's a reason why I was still alive. And that gave me hope. That gave me hope that there were many new beginnings in front of me and kept me moving forward, putting one foot in front of the other. Now, I'm introducing myself in this way for a reason, not at all to generate sympathy, but instead to make the point that all of us face challenges at one time or another. Probably most of you haven't faced challenges that are as significant or the same as me, but the challenges you have faced are just as significant to you personally. I think if all of you are in any way the same as me, I mean, by that I mean human beings, then we all have times when we doubt, when we don't know what to think. We have those doubts, we might have those tendencies to give up. Well, I'm here to tell you that's human nature, but I'm also here to tell you that the good news is that there's a way out. There's a way to put a stake in the ground and stop making excuses, to make a choice, the choice to choose what kind of day you're going to have. That's what I want to say is that's the biggest thing, one of the most important things, if you hear nothing else today, that I learned, as I said, when I was crying myself to sleep night after night, waking up in the morning, is that we all have a choice to make. We all have that beautiful choice as we wake up in the morning, as we go on step by step through our day, through our lives, as to what kind of day we want to have, what kind of new beginnings we will choose. Do you want to have a day filled with worry, regret, excuses, or one filled with promise and hope? Because it's really up to you. I want to take you through now. I'm going to introduce you to a system that I have created. And this system's called, I call it the Power of Angel. And it's an acronym. The first letter is A. It stands for attitude. Now, one of my favorite motivators, favorite speakers, and he has passed away now, Zig Ziglar. And one thing he said that I love, simple, it's your attitude determines your altitude. So your attitude determines how high you're going to get in life, how far you're going to go. And in a couple of minutes, another letter in my in this acronym, I'm going to talk about a simple exercise you can do to help you with your attitude, to help you be grateful. The next letter is N for no excuses. I think you guys would probably agree that throughout life, we all make excuses at one time or another. We say things like, I'm too old, I'm not smart enough, I'm too short, I'm disabled, or maybe you might even say, I just don't have what it takes to be successful in life. Well, I want to tell you that you can learn to eliminate those excuses. Strategies to become all that God created you to be. Make that choice. I remember going from that 11-year-old kid playing baseball and golf, 3 months in a coma, waking up totally blind, hearing impaired, through college grad, motivational speaker, best-selling author, and triathlete. Excuses were everywhere. I distinctly remember when I was in college, writing papers, reading textbooks. The physical exercise fell through the cracks. I also developed a bad habit of snacking. I would make excuses. I would say, I don't have time to exercise. I have to write this paper. I have to read this textbook. I have to go to class. Well, the truth is, I did have to do those things. But most of the time, it was just excuses, lazy excuses not to exercise. As I said, we've all made excuses, and I want to encourage you to make that decision, to put a stake in the ground. To choose to eliminate the excuses. Because in the long run, in your business, in your personal life, you will get things done. You will be much better off. The next letter is G for gratitude. Gratitude is the foundation of a positive attitude. And I now want to tell you about the exercise I mentioned before. I call it the five fives. Simple exercise you do on a piece of paper, on your tablet, on your computer, on your phone. Make two columns. In the first one, write down five things that you are grateful or thankful for in your life. For me, I often write down things like my family, my health, the opportunity I have to be speaking to all of you today, the opportunity I have to participate in triathlons. Write those things down and then switch gears. And in the second column, write down five things you would like to attract into your life, five goals you have, or maybe things you're praying for. For me, I often write down, I want to attract new clients into my business, new speaking gigs, or maybe sometime I want to lose 10 pounds this month, or I want to spend more time with friends and family. In the same way, write those things down. It doesn't matter if they're big or small. My friends, what this exercise does for us is it helps us to focus on what we want in our lives, rather than the negative or the lack. Someone once said that it is impossible to be truly grateful and sad at the same time. And I don't know about you, but that's an impossibility I can definitely live with. One other thing I want to say about gratitude and some things, articles I have recently read, it has to do with the brain. It's the gratitude center of the brain. It's the right side of the brain. And it's the same part of the brain that you experience joy and appreciation. So when you are more grateful, when you practice gratitude, you also experience joy. And I don't know who doesn't want to be more joyful. Well, the next letter, my angel, is E for exercise. And both mental and physical exercise are equally important. Writing papers or reading textbooks when I was in college, or now writing business plans or creating speeches, all are mental exercises that are so important. Keeping your brain working is vital. Physical exercise. I about a year and a half ago, I took up the sport of triathlon. And if you're not familiar with that, which I wasn't before a year and a half ago, it includes swimming, biking, and running in that order. And when I started, about, I don't know, 6 months before I did my first triathlon, I had found out that this organization, the Challenged Athletes Foundation, was putting on one for people who are disabled as well as people who are not. So I decided I'll give it a try. And as my favorite motivator, Zig Ziglar, says, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And my friends, I was starting. Well, I didn't really know where to start. So I figured, oh, gym would be a good place. Well, soon I discovered the gym wasn't going to cut it. So while I was speaking at my church, at the end of my talk, I asked the congregation, is there anybody out there that is a runner, swimmer, or biker that would be willing to train with me? Well, it just happens. I got several people who volunteered. And that's really what made the difference. And that's actually one of the things, talking about my five fives, the things I want to attract into my life. And that's one of the things I would write down every day. I want to attract the people into my life that I need to be successful, to train with, in whatever facet of my life I was in. So I trained with those several people. And I also had some friends who are lifeguards down at the beach. And since I needed to swim, luckily, I have a pool in my backyard that I did a lot of my training in, but I also trained with some of the lifeguards, did a couple 1,000-yard swims around the pier. The day finally came, and I felt more ready, definitely more ready than I did a couple of months before. And it was truly because all that training, all the training partners that I had. I am so thankful for my guides, because as a blind person, I can't do a triathlon alone. So I have a guide that does all three events with me. And I have now, it's hard to believe, I've lost count, but I've done 8 or 10 triathlons all together now with two different guides. And I am so grateful for those people in my life. The last letter in my angel is L, for love yourself. And I'm not talking about conceited love or being full of yourself. I'm talking about knowing that you have what it takes to be successful in life. Well, one of the things that I know in my own life, going through the journey that I have from that 11-year-old kid getting sick, is that self-love is so important. When I first came home from the hospital, as I mentioned earlier, lying helplessly in bed, crying myself to sleep, wailing out to God, I beat myself up because I wanted to go out. I could hear my friends outside, or when I was at school, I wanted to get outside. I wanted to hang out with my friends, but I couldn't. I beat myself up day after day. that it was my own fault that I was with, that I was this way. It was my own fault that I was stuck in my body. Well, it took a long time and help with other, from other people, but I finally was able to forgive myself and let those things go. And it empowered me to move forward. No way could I get to where I am today if I wasn't able to forgive myself. And I'm not saying that I don't occasionally beat myself up. The things are still difficult, but I'm able to move along in my life. My friends, life is like a novel with many chapters. As one comes to an end, a new one starts in the new. That's what is so beautiful. And you never know what's going to be on that next page until it is turned. You just have to have faith. I want to leave you with one more quote from one of my favorite people, Harold Whitman Thurman. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what will make you come alive and go and do that. Because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. My friends, as we move further into 2018, the good news is that when you can determine what makes you come alive and go and do that, you will be well on your way to making 2018 extraordinary and changing millions of lives in the process. Your influence is like a ripple on the water that spreads out to the far reaches of the earth, as well as your friends and family. Always remember that the best is yet to come. I do have a free guide for all of you that I definitely want you to get, the 5 keys to living a no excuses life filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. You can get it at drewsinspirations.com. That's DREWS, the word inspirations with an S.com. I would love for you to get that because you will also be able to follow me, what I'm doing, and make any comments. I would love to hear from you, what you thought of my talk and any pointers you have for me, or anything if you're interested about certain things about my life, about my journey. I also have a Facebook Live that I do every week on Fridays called The Day in the Life of a Blind Guy on Facebook. You can find it by my name, Drew Hunthausen. And I would love you to check that out. Just interesting things. You might wonder, how does a blind guy do that? How does a blind guy cook? How does a blind guy run? How do I do triathlons? I would love for you to check that out. My friends, I will say it again, to always remember that the best is yet to come.